So this is going to be my first time ever really producing anything, or well, not producing, but putting something together or trying to speak about what this podcast is supposed to be about. And I don't really fucking know, to be honest with you. I mean, I named it Stimulated Senses because I love the name and I love what that means as far as stimulating your senses to create a concrete connection to the present moment. Because sometimes when you suffer from things like depression or bipolar disorder like I do, it's hard to really do fucking anything, especially feel like you're connected to the present moment. You feel so disconnected that, you know, the things that you know make you feel good don't make you feel good. Like listening to positive music. You know, I've been doing everything I can to just try and implement all of the knowledge that I've learned in order to beat or combat what I am going through. And it's absolutely maddening when you have the intellect, you have the knowledge, and they say that knowledge is power. I always thought, from what I heard, that implemented knowledge is power, because if you have all the knowledge in the world and you're not using it, then what the fuck good is it anyway? I mean, it can be potentially useful still, and can transcend someone of their own idea of a self or whatever, but if you're not using it, then, I mean, you know, what good is it really? Unless it's benefiting you in some way, which is great. I just, in my situation right now, I strongly believe that implemented knowledge would be what creates a different outcome for me. And it's just, it's hard to even imagine taking the steps in the right direction when you are just constantly being beaten down and debilitated by these emotions that come with these thoughts that make you want to fucking kill yourself. Literally, it is so hard for me to articulate exactly what it is that I go through or what it is that I endure, and it's not tangible. It's not something that I can show someone, like, look, here's my fucking wound that's bleeding profusely and getting infected. Help me. There's options, and I've gone through all the options. I've done a lot of research, and, you know, from what I've learned, I do believe that there is hope. It's just, you know, sometimes I truly don't. And that's the worst part about this disease, if you will, or sickness, whatever you want to call it. It's, I'm combating emotions with thoughts. So even though I feel like I want to go ahead and crash my car and fucking kill myself right now because of the pain that I feel and the things that I think about and the way that I believe myself to be, it is just absolutely torturous to where every second you're looking for something to escape, whether that be hurting yourself, doing some sort of fucking drug, or beating the shit out of something. I don't know, man. It's torturous to think that in the moment I'm the one who's supposed to be in control, and yet I lack control. I lack control on how I carry myself, on how I act towards others. I mean, today I did my absolute best. You know, I'm a personal banker for a bank, and, you know, it's not very professional to be moping at your desk, but, you know, I'm literally, that's almost, I don't know how else to say it, but that's like my best. You know, I'm not breaking shit, I'm not screaming, I'm not bleeding on the desk, I'm not doing the things that I am strongly tempted to do simply so that way I can hopefully have a chance of not experiencing what I'm experiencing in that fucking moment. And, yeah, it's truly maddening to try and fight this with intellect alone. I'm not taking medication. I refuse to take medication because I don't agree with medication, honestly. I mean, I'm grateful for it, for the fact that it helps people that respond well to it, but yeah, that's not me. I don't respond well to medication. I've experienced a lot of the bad things, and I just hope that, you know, with hope, I can survive all of this.